to The Respite. This is the latest short-term rental renovation I recently completed. If you remember what this place looked like from previous videos, you'll appreciate the transformation this place has undergone from top to bottom and everything in between. Despite the fact that this renovation has been anything but restful, I decided to name and design this home around the theme of rest. This idea was sparked when I was trying to figure out what to do with this large enclosed covered porch area. To be honest, when we first purchased the property, I had planned to knock the enclosed porch off to take the home back to its original form. The enclosed porch had obviously been added onto the home in later years, and some of the structural framing and exterior cladding was rotted and didn't seem to go with the historic charm of the old house. In the end, what saved the room from demolition were these windows. These louvered windows were so unique and functioned great, I told myself I'd use them in a future project. But then I started thinking about all the treasures that I have piled up in my current storage shed with good intentions of being used in a later project, and I knew the best chance for these windows to shine would be to keep them right where they were. So I decided to keep them and come up with a way to make this porch become a feature of the property. Originally, I had planned to divide this long, narrow space into an additional dining and play space for our guests with kids. But one day during the renovation, on a day I was especially worn out, I was standing in the porch and a cool breeze came through the windows. And I thought to myself, this would be the perfect place to take a nap. And just like that, the idea of the napping quarters was born. Because I'm confident that I'm not the only one who craves a nap and an overall escape from the busyness of life, I decided that this idea of rest would be the overall theme for this vacation rental. So in addition to the swing beds found in the napping quarters, I made sure each bedroom was a serene and comfortable space to rest, with plenty of blankets to snuggle under and sound machines to help drown out outside noises and distractions. Lavender bath salts are available for guests that wish to soak away their worries and cares in the antique clawfoot tub. And a sleeping mask and chamomile tea are included in each guest's welcome basket to help aid their rest and slumber while staying at the respite. I hope this home can truly be a respite for weary travelers, a place they retreat to for purposeful rest. A stop they can put on their calendar and count down to in anticipation of a much needed break from the busyness of life. This is exactly what our Heavenly Father wants for us. He knows the trials and hard work that this life demands and understands our will and desire to succeed and accomplish. Therefore, not only did He create us to require rest, He took it a step further and commanded us to set aside one day of rest each week. In preparation for this devotional, I feel that the Lord has been directly talking to me, and His living word has revealed things to me that I've never seen before. The Lord knows that I, like many of you, struggle with an addiction to work and overall busyness. I feel anxious if my to-do list is not overflowing, and guilty if I'm not working toward clearing that never-ending list, especially when deadlines are approaching. But when I opened up the Word and read the familiar scriptures of Genesis 2:2 that says, "On the seventh day, God had finished His work of creation, so He rested from all His work," I saw with fresh eyes that our God, the Creator of the universe, who is Lord every day, past, present, and future, doesn't require rest. And yet out of His infinite love and wisdom for His creation, He modeled rest, in part for His children to know it's okay to do the same. Jesus also modeled the importance of rest when at the peak of His ministry, when the countdown to His ultimate deadline on earth was looming, He takes a break and encourages His disciples to do the same. In Mark 6:31, Jesus says, "Let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while." He said this because there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and His apostles didn't even have time to eat. Wow, often as my deadlines approach, I kick it in high gear and find myself working 12 to 14 hours a day. And yet Jesus, whose deadline had eternal consequences, took time to rest and encouraged His friends to do the same. But despite the fact that the Father and the Son both modeled rest, it's like God knew that some of us would still be stubborn in our work habits. So he took it a step further and commanded us to rest. In fact, the command to rest made it in the top 10 list of commandments, right up there with thou shalt not kill and thou shalt have no other gods before me. In Exodus 20, we read, you have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. This commandment has been one that we humans have struggled with from the beginning. Our nature fights so much against rest that our Jewish ancestors managed to make a chore out of keeping the Sabbath with more rules for what constitutes work than work itself. In fact, this was one of the sticking points that eventually crucified Jesus. Time and time again, the Jewish leaders condemned Jesus for healing or doing good on the Sabbath. But Jesus reminded them that the Sabbath was intended as a gift, not a burden. He tells the leaders that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. We read that in Mark 2:27. I encourage you to accept this gift of rest and be obedient to the Lord's command to honor the Sabbath. This has been such a timely devotion for me. I hope it has spoken to you as well. If you struggle with rest, I encourage you to spend time with your Bible's concordance, looking up all the love notes the Father has left his children in regards to his gift of rest and how he wants to lighten your burdens to allow you to enter his rest. Thanks for following the renovation of this house. I look forward to showing you more renovations in the weeks ahead and sharing with you what God's teaching me about restoration in my own life. Now, excuse me, the napping quarters are calling my name.